It's a nervous wait for customers, shareholders and suppliers of the aircraft giant Boeing, with the company set to decide if it'll freeze the production of its controversial 737 MAX jet. The plane's been grounded since earlier this year after two fatal crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. And despite Boeing's confidence in a safety update, the US aviation regulator says it won't approve the plane's return to service until next year. Thomas Arete has the latest.
Passengers haven't set foot on a Boeing 737 MAX since March. And as time passes, it's become a major problem for the aircraft giant. So now, time for some tough decisions.
Suspending production of a commercial aircraft is something that has been very rarely done.
That hasn't quite happened yet, but airline analyst Henry Hartveld says if the Boeing board halts production of the plane, the flow-on effects could be enormous.
For Boeing to announce that it could suspend production, and we don't know how long that would be, is really going to create some chaos for the airlines that are involved in this, as well as the 600 or so companies that are part of the 737 MAX supply chain and Boeing itself.
The Boeing board is holding its regular two-day meeting in Chicago, and it comes after a challenging time with two fatal air crashes linked to the 737 MAX. But in recent months, the company's CEO, Dennis Muilenburg, appeared positive.
We have looked deeply at the MAX and its design and the processes over the last year. And the software update, we have extraordinary confidence in.
Regardless, the Federal Aviation Administration in the United States isn't ready to give the green light, saying this month that it wouldn't approve the plane's return to service before 2020. So when media in the US began to report that the company was likely to halt assembly of the jet, shares dropped by about 4%. And there's a reason why, according to London-based aviation consultant John Strickland.
The 737 MAX is a really important aircraft as part of Boeing's portfolio. The 737 in previous versions was already one of the mainstays of short-distance flying amongst the global airline customer base, along with the Airbus family. Airbus is family based around the A320. And with about 4,500 orders for this aircraft, it's exactly what Boeing stakes its future on, not only for short haul, but moving into slightly longer haul too, because exactly what the MAX offers is it can fly both the typical short flights that previous versions of the 737 offered, but it can go further afield on flights in the region of about 7 hours or so.
Just this month, John Strickland met with Boeing's CEO in Seattle. He's told AM it's hard to predict the ripple effect of even suspending production of a plane model like this.
Well, immediately there could be an impact on employment, but of course it goes beyond that to the impact on suppliers of different components. And it can ultimately have an impact on Boeing's cash resources because at present time it's not taking any new revenues.
But he's quick to point out the difference between a temporary halt in production and putting the 737 MAX on the scrap heap altogether.
The aircraft is so important in terms of its share of the world airline short-haul market, it would be pretty well unthinkable. You can never say never, perhaps, but pretty well unthinkable that the aircraft would not be returned to service. But the spotlight is rightly on Boeing ever since these two accidents. This is also what is contributing to taking time, because whether it is Boeing or the regulator, and the FAA too has had the spotlight turned in its direction about the way in which certification took place on this aircraft.
Boeing has released a statement saying it will continue to assess production decisions based on the timing and conditions of return to service.
Thomas Arete reporting.